Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Wherever you travel in the world, cities, towns and villages have at least one monument to help people remember some important historic event or some very brave person. This may be a pillar with a short story etched onto it, or it may be the figure of a hero. These monuments are always made of materials such as stone, marble, or bronze. People want them to last as long as possible, so everyone after them will know what happened and will also honour their heroes. Today's drama is about the very first monument the children of Israel made when they crossed into the Promised Land. But it was not a statue or a finely carved marble pillar.
When the two spies returned from Jericho, they reported immediately to Joshua.
Well, what did you find out?
Two things, sir. First, the people of Jericho are frightened to death of us. And second, the walls of their city are very strong, and the gates manned at all times.
You think we can take the city?
Yes, I think we can, sir. They haven't the heart to stand and fight against us.
All right, then let us go and attack the city.
So be it, sir.
But first, we must prepare to cross the Jordan. For this, the people must sanctify themselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among us.
And the angel of the Lord said unto Joshua,
This day will God begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, that they may know that as God was with Moses, so he will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan.
Well, Ahab, I think we're all ready to go in the morning. Do you really think the children realize the importance of what we're about to do?
I hope so, Sharon. I've done my best to impress it on their minds.
Mother, I can hardly believe it. Tomorrow we shall be in Canaan. It doesn't seem possible.
I know, dear. I find it hard to believe myself.
What I don't understand, Father, is how we're going to cross. I mean, the water's awfully deep and swift, and nobody's doing anything about building a bridge.
It does seem strange, son, but Joshua's orders were very definite, so I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Oh, Father, I don't know when I've been up so early. I'm so sleepy.
You've never crossed the Jordan into Canaan before either, Nahum. Joshua told us all to be ready at dawn. So here we are.
Well, why don't we go then?
Look at all the people gathered at the water's edge. Thousands and thousands of them. And so quiet in this early light.
It's a solemn moment for us, Sharon.
I know.
Now the priests are bearing the Ark of the Covenant down to the water.
I see Uncle Nabat over there with his helmet on. See?
Now the priests are right by the Jordan's edge.
They're stepping right into the water. Why, what's happening?
The waters of the Jordan have stopped flowing.
Stopped?
The waters which came down from above have stopped and risen in a heap. Those that go down towards the sea have been cut off.
The priests are walking across the riverbed carrying the ark. They're walking on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan.
It will soon be our turn. Is everybody ready?
Yes, Father. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Now the people just in front of us are beginning to move. There they go!
I'm so excited.
We all are, dear. Now be careful. Down we go to the river's edge. Some of the stones are loose.
Oh, ouch!
What is it, Shebna? Did you hurt yourself?
Not really. Just twisted my ankle a little bit. The ground's awfully rough, and I didn't look where I put my feet.
I told you to be careful. Now let's follow your father. There we go.
We're here. We're in Canaan. Oh, Sharon, children, after all these years, look. Look at the green grass and the trees. This is the Promised Land.
And all the people passed over Jordan on dry land. Then the angel spoke to Joshua again, saying,
Take 12 men, Joshua, one from each of the 12 tribes, and send them to the midst of Jordan. And take from there 12 stones to carry over to the lodging place where ye shall camp this night.
Then, when everyone had passed over, and the 12 men had each collected a stone, Joshua commanded the priests,
Come now up out of Jordan!
Father! Mother! The waters have returned!
As soon as the priest's feet were lifted up into the bank again, the waters came back. Now we are all truly in Canaan. We have returned to the land of our ancestors.
Now we are in Canaan, in the plain of Jericho, even as the Lord promised. Therefore, let the 12 men from the 12 tribes make a mound of the 12 stones they took from the bed of Jordan.
And the 12 men who had collected the stones from where the priests had stood in the river before the waters rushed back, put them in a heap in the middle of the camp. And Joshua addressed all the children of Israel, saying,
When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, What mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people on the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that ye might fear the Lord your God forever.
Joshua and Caleb were the only two left of all the adult Israelites who came out of slavery in Egypt. They were the only two spies who believed God would give victory 40 years earlier. If all the Israelites who left Egypt had trusted and obeyed the Almighty God, they would have overcome their enemies. Then they would have enjoyed years of blessing in the Promised Land. Instead, they wasted their lives in the long, weary wilderness until they all died. They had doubted and disobeyed God, so they lost the great blessings he had planned for them. In today's drama, this new generation had understood how their parents had failed. They were trusting God to give them victory. They were ready to cross into the Promised Land. This has an important spiritual lesson for all of God's children. When we turn from our slavery to sin and come to Jesus, God makes us his children. Our lives must show that he is our Savior and our Lord by what we say and do to please him. God's Holy Spirit in us helps us see the enemies in our lives that we must overcome so we can grow as his children. We begin to understand that God wants us to lead clean, honest lives, showing his kindness and mercy to others. The Bible book Romans chapter 6 says this, Think of yourselves as dead to sin, but alive to God. Sin must no longer rule in your mortal bodies, so that you obey the desires of your natural self, nor must you surrender any part of yourselves to be used for wicked purposes. Instead, give yourselves to God, surrender your whole being to him, and to be used for righteous purposes. Just as God promised to help the Israelites conquer their enemies, he's promised us to help overcome our spiritual enemies, the wrongdoing in our lives. When we obey him and stand against our own bad habits and wrongdoing, he gives us his joy and peace. There's a hymn that says it well, Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. Joshua was about 70 years old, but he was still going strong. Moses had been able to rely on his help throughout the wilderness years. Now God had given this faithful man a great task. Joshua must lead his people across the Jordan River to take possession of the land. Joshua would prosper and succeed as long as he trusted and obeyed. Everyone in the camp knew there would be battles to fight before they could fully possess this good land, and they were ready to give Joshua their full support. They longed to have their own place to settle down. They understood that God could only bless them if they trusted and obeyed him. They also knew how important it was to leave a memorial to remind all their children after them of God's wonderful help. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 3 the Jordan's waters held back at the town of Adam. This was about 15 miles upriver from where they were. What a wonderful miracle. This was a time of year when snow had melted on the mountains to the north and the Jordan River was overflowing and deep, yet everyone was able to walk across safely. The 12 heavy stones on the riverbed and the 12 which Joshua had set up at their campsite would remind their descendants about God's power and his care for his people. The heap of stones would prove this was not a fairy story. It would encourage future generations to trust and obey the Almighty God. The God of the Bible is still a miracle-working God. In those far-off days, he worked powerfully for his people, but miracles were not everyday experiences. His people had to learn to trust and obey when life was difficult and everything seemed to be against them. Trust and obedience showed that their faith was real. And we show that our faith is real when we trust and obey. But the greatest miracle of all happened for every one of God's children. Every person who has come to God the Father through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has been born again into God's family. The Bible book Colossians chapter 1 says this, God, the Father, has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of his dear Son. And the book Ephesians chapter 2 says this, God's love for us is so great that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift. Do you understand that you're spiritually dead because of your wrongdoing? Come to the Father today. Ask him to forgive your sins for Jesus' sake. To become God's child is the most wonderful miracle of all, for it lasts for all eternity.
Set us free, Christ has set us free. Stand firm there, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Christ has set us free. Stand firm.
So if the sun sets you free, you will be free. You will be free indeed. So if the sun sets you free.
Christ has set us free, Christ has set us free, stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
Rick Risso and Tampa Land were singing Free Indeed. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia, 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia, 4053. And the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.